Hey, welcome, enjoying your blended family, all the beef fams out there. Today is a Monday topic.
It's a hot one, too.
It is a hot one. How do we still stay present with our stepkids in the face of opposition?
And I know you stepmamas out there, you're going to feel this one.
This is a good one for any parent in a step family, in a blended family.
I feel like you're trying to over-trump the stepmomness. Oh, hardships.
No. I've always said the stepmom role is probably one of the hardest roles on this planet. No doubt. Hands down.
Thank you. I feel seen. I feel heard. Good, I feel validated.
Good. And that was genuine. I truly believe that.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I'm not even sarcastic in that moment.
So I believe that was
legit. Too legit to quit. So this is going to be a great episode.
56 seconds in, and he's singing.
You're going to want to stay tuned for this one. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. Hey, welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family. I'm Randall.
And I'm Scarlett.
This podcast is all about strengthening your blended family relationships.
And having more fun.
Giving you hope and encouragement so everyone is enjoying the journey together. New episodes come out every Monday and Friday. Mondays, we talk on a hot topic that are in blended families.
And Fun Fridays are all about ideas you can use to create more fun memories together in your family.
We truly believe the more fun you have together, the less problems you'll see.
So let's have some fun and enjoy this episode. All right. So back at it, talking about this hot topic of how to connect. Really, the heart of this is when you are in the midst of the trenches or the mud, as Randall was calling it earlier, and you're in this struggle and you just want to love your stepkid. You're a new family. Maybe you've been a family for many years and your heart is to connect with your stepkid. But
maybe even you're annoyed with your stepkid. It could even go that way as well. Maybe you're sitting there and saying, you know what? I am just frustrated. I am upset. But when we get to the heart of it as parents, that's not really how we want the relationship to go, right? Yeah. We want everybody to be together and loving. So how do we do that?
Yeah, how do you do that? Especially when you're putting yourself out there and you're getting rejected or you're getting more annoyed, or maybe you don't even have the opportunity to connect with your kids because there's no relationship there or they're not in the home with you. So there's so many different factors that come into play. So we want to just to hit on the topic at the beginning, more so some of those reasons that we see, some of the things that we can do as the adults in the situation to move forward, but then give you some real like practical things you can do as well to start moving that relationship to the place that we know, like in your heart, you both want.
Yeah. So we've really got three major points that is just, we have seen this time and time again to be that North Star in blended families, just to really bring that relationship to a healthy place that we all want. A lot of us, we go through trial and error to get there. And some of us gain this wisdom and they're able to run with it. So wherever you're at in the situation, we want you to be able to use this in your family to really help your relationships to get to a place that we desire, that you desire. So number one, first thing, what do we do? First step, if our relationship may be with our step kids. Now we say step kids because we talk interchangeably between step and bonus. Many people have heard for all these years step kids, and then over the course of years it's changed to bonus kids because it puts more of that positive spin on it. So when we do it interchangeably, but it is our bonus kids, right? What do we do when we don't have that relationship that we want? Maybe we're, like we were saying, maybe it's something that we desire, or maybe it's something that we're just like, I don't like the way they're acting, and I'm putting up a shield. But in our hearts, that's not how we want things to go. So what's the first thing that we can do?
My go-to thing, and the thing I suggest, and I know you do as well, as believers, take it to God, because there could be some really serious emotional walls that are built up, things that us in our human state that we just can't get through on our own, no matter how much you try. I know that for so many stepmoms, so many stepdads, you're trying to do your best that you can and you're just being rejected. So starting out with prayer and connecting with the one that can open up the lines of communication, that can bring you opportunity to connect, and that can just begin to break down the walls on the other side where it comes to your stepchild, but also to begin, like, our prayers usually soften our hearts. Like Randall was saying, you know, you might be that one that's like super annoyed and you're like, ugh, like, I don't even want to be around them right now, much less try to connect with them. But when you take it to God and you begin to ask, like, soften my heart, help me see things from their perspective. And when I did that with my stepdaughter, even when I did that with Randall's ex-wife, my stepdaughter's bio mom, when I did that and I began to put myself in her shoes, and really when life put me in her shoes and our kids moved off and I began to see things from another perspective, I was like, okay, now I understand that she's going through all kinds of emotions. If I am having a hard time dealing with my big emotions as an adult, how much more so is she struggling with these emotions as a kid?
Yeah, and they do. Our kids, they struggle with so much, and they don't even know they're struggling with it. That's the crazy thing. As mature adults, we just expect them to get it, but yeah, they don't. And we don't understand that. And sometimes we just don't take the time to see it from their eyes, see it from their shoes.
Well, we're caught up in our emotions. I mean, because there's a lot going on.
Yep, yep. Family is full of emotions. And so we're going to talk about that as well, to where it's not driving through emotions, but driving through relationship and driving through goals, family goals, where you want to see your family at. But it really is first step, first things first, take it to God. He is the one who knows all and can help soften our hearts and pour so much wisdom into us and help us to be able to connect with each of our family members. So that's always the best place. We always say to start is start there. But then one of the big things that is hard to understand, and I know it was for us, and this is being... as a kid who was raised in a blended family and as a father who has been in a blended family, you know, and this is one of the biggest ones in the stepmom role as well, but it's not to take it personal. Because when they are coming at you with all the false stuff, all the false accusations, all the just junk that they want to come and approach you with, man, our emotions want to run crazy and we want to tell them how the cow ate the cabbage. We just want to give it to them and say, I am the adult. You listen here, you little one. And that's that easy response.
Well, and it's... that, and you know, there's these two sides. I think it's maybe in personalities that do that, where you want to be like, oh, let me show you, not taking it personal on that stance, mm-hmm. where you need to show your authority, but also not taking it personal if you're maybe have some insecurities on the inside, and that just triggers the heck out of them. And now you feel like you are less than, you are not good enough, that you can't, you know, because you're always going to be in this position of you are not their biological parent. And so when they throw these things back at you, it's like a slap in the face that you will never be that biological parent to them. And so taking it personal in that sense as well is getting your feelings hurt. And feelings are feelings. They're going to react the way that they do. But as adults, we can learn methods to train ourselves to move past those feelings.
Well, and the second part of that is not take it personal, but to remember it's the position. It's the position that you're in. It's not necessarily you, but it's the position that you uphold in your family that comes under attack. And it's going to come under attack from your kids, from external influences, many different avenues that we can get attacked. But whenever we can step back and remind ourselves, because, you know, this is something that sounds a lot easier said than done, but it's whenever we know it and we hear it and we're like, okay, and we're in the height of all the controversy or emotions, that we're remembering saying, okay, no, because we're training our brain in a sense saying, it's not me. It's not personal. It's the position. So whenever we can mm-hmm. do that, it really helps us to be able to step back from our emotions, put it into perspective, and then that gives us a better way to be able to handle the situation. I remember being my parents divorced when I was 15, and I still remember sitting down at that table and them telling me that they were getting a divorce. Me and my brother, we were like blindsided, shocked. And it wasn't too long after that that my dad started dating, and he had a girlfriend at the time, and they were doing a long-distance relationship. And then all of a sudden, she moved in and became a part of our family. And I just remember by then, I'm like 16. I'm already, you know, pushing back. I'm 16, 17. I'm already really pushing back by then. Friends are more important to me than family at that time. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's get real whenever we're at that age. And I just remember just not being happy, just being upset because I felt like I wasn't being paid attention to. Like me and my brother were put on the shelf, and he had something new in his life, and it, you know, it wasn't about us anymore because we'd always been there. He'd always been dad, you know, he's always been there. And I didn't know at that time, you know, looking back now, that that's really what was going on with me, that I was feeling neglected. I was feeling unappreciated, unheard. It had always been dad and us, and now it wasn't. There was a lot more attention being paid to my stepmom, and then they had a child. She became pregnant, and that's where a lot of his focus and attention went. And I really resented that at that time for several years. But personally, it's because I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. I felt like I was an outsider now when that wasn't the case. But that's what I'm saying, that as kids, that's what our kids are going through. They're already trying to handle this transition, and they're feeling like the outsider in a sense coming into this. Yeah. They don't know how to express it. They don't know that that's really what's going on. It's not until they grow up and get older and become more mature to where they can really process what was going on. That's whenever they're like, oh, but how we handle the situation as parents, whenever our kids are in that, we can either put walls up and push our kids away, our stepkids, or we can help keep those walls down and keep the doors open. And that's really kind of what the next thing is we've got to be able to keep the doors open, even whenever they're pushing back on us.
Yeah.
And that's an important part because now, you know, looking back at where we are now, me and my stepmom, we have a great relationship. I'll call her mom without even blinking an eye now. But it was because they kept the doors open. They never pushed me away by any means. I was the one running away, but they stayed in it. They continued to keep that door open. So it led to where now we can have the relationships that we do today. Because a lot of times I think as step families, we just think of our relationships as like right now.
Yeah.
We don't think of our relationships as, you know, our kids are going to grow up and they're going to become adults. What's that relationship going to look like when we're adults? You know, so.
And I hear a lot of people say, we're just trying to get them grown and out the house. And I remember as a mom having a mentality of like, my job's done when it's 18, and only realizing that really is when our relationships strengthened and became the best that they have been during that time. So you want to pay attention and foster these relationships for the long run in here. And Randall was also talking about that age that he's talking about where he was in the situation. He was a teenager, which we all know, even if he had mom and dad in the house, he's going through teenage emotions and hormones, yeah. Male and female. They're trying to figure themselves out. They're transitioning from kid into adulthood. They're going through a lot already in a normal situation. And now you throw adding in new relationships. And so again, like he was saying, it may not be, it's not you. It's the position that you're in. Even if you are biological mom or their biological parent, there's going to be some pushback in there. We see that all the time in families. As teenagers, they begin to withdraw from that parent-minded focus, wanting to be around you all the time.
And we bring that up because even if your kids are young, they're at a young age, and things may be going great, but the older they get, the step family, the blended family issues can start arising when they start hitting some of those ages. Yeah. So it's kind of being prepared for that. You may be one of those. We've seen this before, even in our family, that things are going great, you know, in our family. Then they get older, and then all of a sudden it's like, boom, they're like, oh, we don't love you anymore. you know, or we're out of the house. We want to go live at the other parent's house. And it's like, wait, where did that come from? If things were going great.
Well, and for our situation, because we did have our kids for the majority of the time, the hard times were during the transitions when they came back from the holidays, and there would be this pushback, and I never really got like, you're not my mom to my face, but she would like call.
Oh, putting the vibes.
She definitely the vibes were there. The silent treatment was there. I mean, I felt it. I felt just that, you know, the tension is so thick. And then she would sometimes word to like Randall and call me your wife instead of, you know, Scarlett or whatever, which, you know, is what she would normally call me. But normally if we pushed past it and got back into our normal rhythm, then things were fine and good again until the next holiday came up or the next, you know, extended time where one of the kids was going to have to leave. But during those teenage years is when it got to the point where like we couldn't just sweep it under the rug anymore. Yeah. Like we had to deal with some stuff face to face.
Well, that's part of the not taking it personal, knowing that it is that position. Our kids are just going to go through some stuff. And it's how we walk with them through that stuff on how our relationships will be on the other side of it. Okay. And that's really going to the next thought, is keeping the doors open, because we want to have that vision of where do we want our family relationships going? What do you want to see your relationship with your bonus kids when they're 17, 18, when they're 25, when they're 30, when they're 35? Do you want that still? You want it to be damaged and you're not wanting to come over on holidays and you got all these struggles? Or would you rather it be just harmony and everyone's getting along and everyone loves each other and everyone loves each other's company? Because really, whenever we put in the work, whenever we keep the doors open, we're going to talk about that. We're going to dive deep in that in a second. But whenever we're able to do that, it really, you will see the fruit from the work you put in. And I'm telling you, it's beautiful. It really is. That's what we really, as a blended family, want to strive for. But so keeping the doors open, we really start out with that by letting them guide that relationship. Mm-hmm. That's a hard one for us and a lot of family dynamics, because we want to force that relationship. We want to come in there, you will call me dad, or you will call me mom, or I am your mom. I'm the one doing the dishes, cooking, you know, cleaning your diaper, you know.
Even if you're not verbalizing that, but that right. is your mentality.
Or actions.
That's what I was guilty of for so long, is just coming in and knowing that that was my position in the house and wanting her to see it in that way.
And so, accept it.
Yeah.
And that comes to the whole, remember, don't take it personal. Well, mm-hmm. You know, it's that position, and that will come with time as long as we're able to keep our doors open and our hearts softened to this. But it really is letting them guide that relationship and not force that relationship. And that's a big one. But what we want to also do is we want to be able to present opportunities. So that doesn't mean let them guide the relationship and then we step back and then we just like, our hands are behind the back. Like, I'm sitting down on the couch. I'm unplugging from you. You can come to me.
Yeah, you don't want to have anything to do with me, then I'm not going to have anything to do with you. And I guess you'll have fun finding a ride home from school today.
Yeah. So. Well, and seriously, and we've been, you know, we've fallen guilty to that. And we hear so many other families falling guilty from that. From, you know, saying that, and I mean, we've all been guilty from that, but if we take that to the heart, that statement right there, if we take that to the heart, where's that statement coming from? That statement's coming from hurt, it's coming from anger, and it's coming from taking it personal, right? Mm-hmm. And we want them to see it, we want them to know it, and we want them, what are we doing? We're letting our emotions lead us. And that's where us as parents, we can really get in trouble in blended families, whenever we let our emotions lead our actions. That's easy for us to do because we're human. And so that takes time. It takes us knowing. It takes prayer. It takes us, like you're doing right now, you're listening to a podcast on blended families because you're wanting your relationships to be healthier, right? So it's continuing to gain knowledge and wisdom in these areas. Whenever we continue to do that, now we're able to be in control of our emotions and not let our emotions get the best of us, because our emotions can really cause damage in our relationships because of our reactions.
Well, and I will say, I was not at a place where I could, like we're saying, oh, remove yourself, remove your emotions. Like, don't take it personal. It's just the position you're in, and let them lead and not get upset or frustrated about it, or all the things that come up, or, you know, want to lash out in the, I'm not going to do anything for you. I wasn't able to do that until I worked on me. I had to come to a place of understanding where my hurt and where my pain was coming from, and that feeling of rejection, that I didn't need to react in those ways. So that might be just a little tidbit of information. If like you are having a hard time detaching yourself from that, you know, it's okay. I love to say this over and over again. It is so okay to get counseling. Get professional help. Talk, find someone that's, your spouse has some skin in the game, right? Because you're talking about his child in the process, or her child in the process. Finding someone removed from that and helping you work through it. And when my counselor would ask me some questions, I'd be like, I didn't think of it like that. Okay, I guess I'm trying to have control in this situation where, you know, I guess I just got my feelings hurt, and where was that pain coming from? So.
And if counseling is intimidating, maybe for you or your spouse, that's where the coaching comes in, because maybe that's an entryway into that. And coaching is a little more less invasive, to where, you know, it's, you're talking to somebody who's been there, done that. So that's where coaching can come into play. And we offer coaching. Many people do. But, you know, it's looking for that extra help, right? Because you don't have to do this alone. But, yeah, maybe that is. Maybe you're like, you're hearing us and you're like, well, yeah, I'm not doing that, you know, because they, you don't know what they did. They did this and this and this. Well, step back for a moment, really listen to yourself and hear, you know, where's your heart in that? And whenever we can start learning some new techniques, tactics, I'm telling you, now your relationships will totally change the way you want them to. That's what's really cool about it.
Yeah, and I read something one time that said, like, behind all of that, that mom that needs that control or that validation is just a sad little girl that didn't get it when she was younger. And it's just so true. Like, when I saw that, it's like, it wanted to bring tears to my eyes, because it is these stings that we get from our stepchild of rejection. It's hitting something, that nerve inside of us that hasn't completely healed. But once you get the help that you need, and you become healthy on the inside, and you begin to put yourself out there, and you, like Randall said, you make yourself available. You begin to present opportunities. One way that we talk about here all the time at Enjoying Your Blended Family is finding these common interests that you have with your stepchild. It's just, it's kind of like finding anything fun that you both like to do that are the same. So they like the movies, you like the movies. Okay, it's very intimidating. I don't know if that's a word, but it's not very intimidating to go sit down in a movie theater together, right? Because you're in the dark and you don't even have to talk. So starting with something like that, maybe you both like to work out. Maybe you both love food or sweets and stuff like that. You know, starting with something that you both like, and then inviting them along, and be prepared, because they might just tell you, nah, I'm good. We'll be right back. Check this out. Blended families can be hard at times, can't they? Have you ever said, I don't feel like me and my spouse are connecting? Or I'm bending over backwards and my stepkid still pushes me away? Or do you feel like your family's doing okay, but you'd like it to be more than okay? You want your family to level up, take it to an even stronger level.
The truth is, we're all looking for more joy and happiness in our lives. So how do we start seeing that in our blended family? Because really, our family is the first place we should truly be enjoying and having the most fun with. So how do you enjoy your blended family? You create more fun opportunities that your family loves doing. These are big things, they're small things, things that cost money, things that don't cost money. But the more fun you have together, the less blended family drama you'll have, which equals more joy and happiness for everyone. Now, you may be saying, yeah, but I don't know how to do that. I don't even know where to start. That's okay. We walk you through 5 fun dates you get to have with your family. These dates help you discover those fun things your family loves doing. You'll walk away with so many more great ideas and have an amazing, easy plan to make it happen and to keep it going. Plus, you get to have a lot of fun discovering all this in the process. We walk you through everything and make it really fun and easy.
So how do you enjoy your blended family? By going on these 5 dates and discovering fun in your stepfamily. You'll be so glad you did. Have more fun together and you'll see less problems. The link to get started on this amazing journey is in the show notes of this episode.
Whenever you're presenting these opportunities, right, that's part of us not taking it personal, getting over ourselves, knowing it's the position, keeping the doors open, which means we're not stepping back and stepping out of the situation. We're still here, but we're not forcing ourselves on that relationship, but we're presenting opportunities. It's like, hey, you know, it could be, you know, maybe our son, I'd be, hey, Devin, you want to go grab a taco? I heard this really cool taco stand over there because I know he likes tacos and I like tacos. You're more likely going to get a yes. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I want a taco. And then now you just present this opportunity to where you're going to drive. Now you are going to be side to side and you're able to just conversate about life or funny things or whatever. Hey, what's your favorite taco? Where's your favorite place? Yeah, you know, I mean, just you start asking these questions. That's building fun. That's building relationship, strengthening relationship over something fun that you both enjoy. And that's what we're talking about, presenting these opportunities. But also knowing that you might present it, depending on the dynamics and the relationships, the external influences, all these factors that get poured in, they may be like, nah, I'm good. Okay, cool. And then you go about life. I'm not taking it personal. Hey, okay, I tried. I was there. I have love in my heart, y'all.
Well, and another thing you can do that's not so in your face of like maybe them having to get in the car and ride with you because maybe they think it's a trap. You know, I don't know. I watch a lot of crime shows. But me and my stepdaughter, I like squeaked like I'm going through puberty too over here. I just really just put myself out there.
We're bringing it back.
But one thing that her and I share, like we make moments awkward, okay? So something that we do a lot is we'll share reels with each other or TikToks with each other. So we see something funny, it reminds us of the other one, and we send it to them. And then they, you know, laugh. And the next time they see something, she sends it to me. And this is just another one of those things where it could be, like Randall was saying, it's tacos and he sees some, let's pick something not food related. Like maybe Randall's really into cars and my son's really into cars and he's on his phone scrolling and he sees like a really cool car. So he shoots that over to him, kind of making those connections on something they have in common that lights the other one up. Because even if you're not a fan of Randall, you're a fan of the car. So it gives you just that joy, that immediate joy of seeing something that you love.
It starts establishing relationships, and that's, we really have seen it time and time again that you build stronger relationships faster over doing fun things together, finding those common interests. So that's really an amazing thing is whenever we're doing something that we enjoy, you know, joy, right? We're having joy, we're having happiness. It does something with each other. It does something in that relationship. So it's really finding those is powerful in those relationships. If you need help on that, we've got a course, an online course, how to enjoy your blended
family.
Don't
call it a course. It sounds boring.
It does sound boring, but really it's 5 dates to establish, to find that fun in your stepfamily. So if you need help in that area, that's what that's for, because man, I'm telling you, it's about finding those common interests, about finding those fun things. So it's, you know, as stepfamilies, as a step-parent, those are ways that we can keep that door open to where, okay, we're not removing ourselves from the situation. We're letting them know, hey, we are here and we love you. You know, maybe I got rejected. I asked this week, hey, you want to go grab a taco? And they're like, nah, I'm good. All right, cool. You know, I'm handling that okay now. I'm not blowing up saying, well, boy, you better get a taco with me, don't you? You know, that's not the, you know, it's all on our reactions and how we react. If I'm like, oh, that's cool, okay. And then we go on, and then next week I find something else, or maybe I offer again, hey, there's this taco, you want to go grab a taco? Or maybe it's something new, hey, I saw this car, so you want to go check this out? But we continue being present by presenting opportunities. We don't stop. We let them know we're always here. And I guarantee you, the more you do that, finally one day they're going to sit there and they're going, yeah, let's do that. And you're going to go, you know, there's going to be like a little tear for me. Like,
I don't even know how to handle this one. They actually said yes.
But the thing is, I wasn't taking it personal. I've learned, you know, to try to not let my emotions run out a check on me, and I presented these opportunities. And whenever I show up that way as a step parent, you're on the way to winning in that relationship. You're in that for the long haul then. You know, it's not about the short haul game then.
I was
it's
like, the game.
the short haul game. I was saying game, yeah, and I said game. It's not about the short haul game. Y'all don't.
Move on.
I wonder if that's a game, if there's a short haul game out there.
Get over it.
I have to Google that one later. But is you're playing the long game, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at, I'm not looking at the current situation. I'm looking at where I want our relationships to be. I want to continue showing up with love. I want to continue presenting opportunities. And when we do that, what we're doing as parents is we're keeping the walls down. Because when I do it the opposite way, when I let my emotions lead as a parent, I put walls up. When I approach it as, okay, well, you don't want to have anything to do with me, well, I'm not doing anything with you. And you may not be saying that, but you may be saying it with your face.
You know? With your face.
Then all I'm doing is I'm going and I'm taking a back seat and I'm saying I'm not even participating in your life. Really, if we get to the heart of that, I just put up a big wall, right? And the thing is our kids, they're immature. They don't have that maturity yet to understand fully their emotions. We as adults, we have the ability to understand maturity. We have the opportunities to either act mature or act without maturity. And remember that we're in this for the long haul. We're not in it for the short game. So I can't let my emotions lead. I want to lead with love. And when we're step parents and we lead with love, you'll win every time. You may not see the rewards right now, but you will see it in due time, and you will see, and it will be a forever thing. So it is really amazing there. So keep the doors open. And the last one is getting to the heart of it.
And I'm just staring at you. You're like yes.
Yeah, getting to
Tell me more about getting
to the heart.
Okay, and I had a story on my mind.
Oh, yeah?
And that's why I was like, when is he going to transition to the?
I had a lot to say, y'all. Did y'all get anything from that? Because I did.
No, yeah, it was good. But it was reminding me, and it was just making me think of the current situation that Riley and I had been into, and really getting to the heart, like with this situation, like her and I, our relationship, you know, it's been up and down. It's been rocky. But for the most part over the last five-ish years, it's been great. And then in our relationship over the last few months before she was going to move, she told me something. I broke her trust by telling her dad, because, you know, we all tell our husbands and wives everything. She was crushed by the situation, and she just put a wall up. Like, she just built that wall, and I was trying, y'all. Like, I was, like, inviting her. All the little tips, the things we tell you to do. You know, you want to go for a bike ride? Because we both like a bike ride. She said yes one time, and we went, and we didn't, nothing happened. Another time I asked her, nothing, you know, like she said no. And I kept like presenting these different things, like, well, you want to go here? You want to go to Houston? You know, because I was like, oh, that gives us a whole hour in the car. We can really talk about what's going on. I try to do it straight, just like went up to her room and like wanted to have a conversation with her, and she's, I'm busy kind of thing. And man, it just crushed my spirit so much, because I knew there was something wrong, but at this point in the game, I didn't realize why she was so upset with me. I had an idea that it was because I had broke her trust, but so much time had passed and she hadn't said anything. And I was like, she kept acting like and telling me, no, everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. And I'm like, okay, but our relationship, you know, when someone's mad at you or there's something like, you know, that
static
tension, yeah, static in the room. And so I was like, I couldn't let it go. And I kept telling Randall, kept coming and like crying to him, like, she's just mad at me for something. She won't talk to me. We can't figure it out. I don't want our relationship to be like this. And the heart for me, the heart is like, I love her and I want a relationship with her. And this is not where I want our relationship to be, because I've seen it at its best and I've seen it at its worst. And I want to have that rich relationship with her again, like Randall always talks about. And there would be podcasts that we'd be recording. He's like, and now they're besties. And I'm like, but we're not. Because we were going through it, even as a young adult, like we were having this situation again. But when I finally got through to her, he said, just don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Because I was trying to create a whole moment for us to talk. He said, just call it out and say it. So I waited. She came home from work one day and I called. I was like, look, something's going on and I just want us to get it out and talk about what's going on. And she was ready. Some time had passed and she finally opened up and, you know, admitted that I had broke her trust and she really felt like I was the only one she could confide in that moment. And now she had nobody. This is gonna make me cry. Let me drink my drink. But it really did. Like it broke my heart to know that I had crushed her, that she trusted me that much to confide in me something that she didn't even want her dad to know, but that I went and like blabbed my mouth on it. So getting to like, what's really going on? And so this was our situation, your situation with your kid. It could be completely unrelated to you and their relationship. It may be, especially in the early days, that they're hurting because of their mom and dad breaking up. They never saw that coming, like Randall with his parents. It completely blindsided them, or maybe they saw it coming and they just don't want it. I remember my mom and dad were toxic with each other, but there was still that piece of me that wished that they were together. So it might be just like the heart of it is that they're just hurting. Maybe they're going through stuff at school. Maybe they had a breakup. Maybe their friend group, you know, like if you, like Randall said, he's inviting Devin over for tacos to go have tacos. It might be that someone was calling him fat the day before and he's insecure about himself. And so he's not turning down Randall. He's turning down tacos.
And then we take it personal and we think it's about us.
Yeah. And there's, and you don't know, like you're inviting them, you know, hey, you want to go shopping and they're being feeling insecure in their body because young girls go through these states. Like there's so much going on in the inside to what the heart of what's happening on the inside. And we can get to that and we can start having these conversations and taking it past the taco rejection and like, so, you know, well, what's going on? You want something else? Or like, hey, tell me about your day and see what's going on the inside. That's when the connections are going to form.
Yeah. And so really we can do that in several ways, but there's always a scripture that I have held on to that helps me in those times that, you know, it's just one of those embedded in my mind. Maybe you do this. If you don't, I encourage it. Find scriptures that really relate to things that you're going through and write them down, put them somewhere where you see it and memorize it, get it in your heart. That way it's always with you. That way when these times do come, that you're prepared. You've got God's wisdom in you, yeah, to where now it's like, I can let my emotions get the best of me. And then it's like, I remember, you know, that a scripture or something. And I'm like, oh, nope, stop, shut up. I don't need to do that. Yeah. Back off, you know, and we start catching ourselves quicker the more we start doing things like this. But James 1:19, it says, be quick to listen, be slow to speak, and be slow to become angry. And that scripture alone is so powerful because I know for me and most parents, whenever we hear something, we want to speak. We want to act out. We're either getting angry or we're drawing conclusions fast or we're, you know, just wanting to solve the problem right then and there when we're not quick to listen. It's really being able to listen to our kids, and it's all about communication.
Yeah.
So whenever our kids are going through stuff, you know, a lot of times we want to parent the surface level without getting to the heart of the matter. And so it's really being able to step back saying, is this a surface level thing or is this a heart thing? And being able to gauge that. And you do that by asking questions. If they come at you, well, you're not my mom. Hey, okay, cool. Chill out. I know, but I'm here and I love you. You know, what's going on? You know, and start opening those doors of communication and letting them know that you're here, you love them, you care about them, and you want to hear from them. And whenever we can approach parenting that way more often, especially in blended families, you'll get better results because you can start getting to the heart of things. You can start talking through things. So it's always about open communication. I was just overly communicating sometimes some of these things. That way we can help them get to what is the root of the problem in them. Because like I said, probably 9 times out of 10, they don't even know what the problem is. They just know they're angry. They know they're upset. They know they're hurt. They know they don't like the situation, whatever it is, whatever they're in, they can't put a name on it. You know, and so us being as parents, if we can help them call it out what it is, once you know it, it's like, okay, I've given that monster a name. It's not really a monster after all.
Yeah.
You know, now you're able to move forward. You're able to work past it together. And that's relationship building as well. So good stuff.
Yeah, man. So much good stuff.
So it is, you know, being present as a step parent, you know, be there. Be there. You want to be there, even though it's hard, it's difficult. You want to, like I said, you want to be present. You never want to just take a back seat and just pretend like your family doesn't exist, because it does. You're a family. God put you there for a reason. But it is on how we handle the situations as how our relationships will come together in the end. So it's praying first. It's not taking it personal. Remembering it is the position. It's not you. Most time it's not you. It's the position. Keeping the door open. We got to keep the door open. Keep our arms open with love. And then getting to the heart of it is knowing a lot of times there's a lot of deeper issues going than just what you're seeing or what you're hearing. So being able to listen more, ask more questions, and get to the heart of it is powerful. When we do that, you're in it for the long game. You're not in it for the short game. You're not letting emotions control you. You're allowing that maturity to come inside you, that wisdom that you're gaining, that we're learning constantly in life, right? We're always learning, but we're learning how to handle situations better, so that our goal for our family is to have some great relationships. That although these few years might be challenging, it's not about these few years. Sometimes we got to crawl through the mud to get to the beauty on the other side, to get to the mountains on the other side, that you'll be there forever, right?
Yes, so man, I hope this leaves you like encouraged today with some very practical things that you can do. I mean, we just listed out several of them. So being able to move forward in this relationship, like Randall said, and just giving it a try. But start with prayer.
Yeah, start with prayer. And just know it's not always easy. We're going to mess up. We're not going to get all this right. You know, we can say this now, having gone through it and seeing so many other blended families and their issues and challenges that they face. But just know that we're always a work in progress. And whenever we start taking these little steps, you'll get big results. So it's continuing to stay the course, knowing that you're in it for the long game, not the short game, and just kind of taking some of these tips and embedding them in your heart. That way, when you are acting out on emotion, high level, that, you know, it recalls in your mind and you're like, oh, wait, let me step back.
Yeah, hear our voice. Hear our voice loud and clear.
These are things we still have to do, right? We just get better and better at them over time the more we practice it. So good stuff. Listen, we love you guys. We know that you do these things, you're going to have some great relationships with your stepkids. It's going to be an amazing thing, because trust me, like I said, me and my stepmom's relationship now, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, I'm so glad she's in my life. So, you know, it's one of those that our kids will look back later. Yeah. They'll see that hard work and they'll recognize it and they'll come back and they'll be like, man, you were always there for me. Dang, I love you. You know, it's going to be powerful, beautiful. So love you guys, and we will see you on the next episode. Later!
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this episode has been a blessing and encouraged your family journey.
Make sure you stay connected with us and join our weekly Blended Family newsletter. We send an email out every Friday morning full of support and encouragement.
And when you join, we also want to give you a free gift. So go get yours today. The link is in the show notes below.
Have an amazing day. Remember to enjoy the journey with your blended family. And we'll see you on the next episode.